to the Overthinking Podcast, episode 4.
So, do you want to start with our highs and lows?
Yes, definitely. I'm going to go ahead and say my high first because I was recently in New York earlier this week, and like that's my dream city. Carmen and I talk about it all the time, and it was so great.
I love New York so much.
It exceeded my expectations, and I went last year too. It's becoming annual, guys. Yeah. But it was so great, so magical. Everyone there is so cool.
I love New York. I went for the first time, like, I literally have no concept of when I've been on holidays, but like quite a few years ago, and I just remember it was so cool, and I cannot wait to go again.
Definitely, yeah, me too. We need to go together. That needs to happen in the future. Yeah,
100%. Podcast trip. My high of the week. I have like, I was just saying, I have no concept of time for holidays. I also have no concept of time for like when I'm on school holidays. Like I cannot remember what I was doing a week ago.
Same.
I just finished like an out of school course, like about architecture. If you listen to the success episode, you know that I'm interested in going into architecture, and it was really interesting. Learned some good stuff, and yeah, it was great. So I guess that could be a high.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds great. Lows. You know, honestly, it's been a pretty good week. I might have to think about this one. Do you have anything in general? Anything that you're thinking of?
I'm just, like, exhausted. That's probably my low from the course which I just did, because it was the length of a school week. It was 5 days, and it was from, most days it's from around 10 a.m. or, like, 9:30 to, like, 5. So, and we had less breaks in a school day. So it's like a school week, but I was, like, in the same place with like new people, so it was much more tiring, and like doing one thing, or like we mixed up a bit, but like doing the same kind of topic all day, so it was like really tiring. And also because I had to like commute in and back every day because it's not near where I'm from in London.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that seems a bit exhausting.
Yeah, it was.
I really can't think of a low. I have like a sarcastic one, I guess. Like it's literally not a low at all, but it's been funny to witness. I posted a video of my New York trip, and it was with my cousin who lives in New York, and I've been getting like maybe 50 DMs that are like, we want more Morgan. When is Morgan coming back? Like, I'm not sure if I like Morgan or you more. And I'm like, y'all have known her for 5 minutes, and some of y'all have been around here for like a year, and you're doubting me. But no, she's definitely cooler than me. Funny. So it's been really funny to respond to those DMs. And she's like, she's feeling a little famous, to be honest.
Yeah, everyone's fangirling.
For real. Also, a high of the week is that a couple days ago was me and Carmen's 1 year of friendship anniversary, which is kind of why we are uploading this podcast now. We met each other a year ago, which is kind of crazy. I know. Think about how much has happened.
And before we get into it, I think we're just going to read a review because they are so sweet. Like, they're really so nice.
We love
Thank you, everyone who's left a rating or a review or just anything, you know, followed us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me pick one. They're all so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
This one's from Maya Glitters, and it says, I love this podcast so much. I've shared it with all my friends and always make sure to listen to your episodes. It's such a fun podcast to listen to, and I resonate with everything both of you are saying. I love the fact that you are both so down to earth. Please keep doing what you're doing. I wish you could post your episodes even more. That's so sweet.
Oh, that is literally, when I tell you guys, you have no idea how happy that makes us. It is just like the best feeling. It is so sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maya. And thank you to everyone else who has left a review.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, this is kind of a fun episode because Carmen and I basically just get to talk about ourselves and how our friendship has evolved in the past year and kind of how we met. I think some people think that we're like real life
friends.
Yeah,
they really don't know. Yeah,
like we like hang
but out. We're also gonna talk about like some general stuff about internet friends, the whole community and that.
Okay, yeah, so why don't we start at the very beginning, going back to July 23rd, 2020. how it all started.
Oh my God.
What?
I'm sure that you guys couldn't hear that on the audio, but there was just like thunder outside, like really randomly. Like it was sunny and there's suddenly just thunder. Sorry, I interrupted you. Carry on.
Okay, so guys, honestly, this seems like one of those things that was like meant to happen because I
Soulmates.
well
Soulmates platonically, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I've only heard that
Yeah, like, so
unplatonically.
oh, I've heard people talk about that. Like,
Okay, well, in that case,
friendship
guys,
soulmates.
soulmates.
You know how, like, some friendships, it's like, it's meant to be.
Yeah, definitely. That's okay. So I was kind of in like a depressive episode when I reached out to Carmen. I had like lost a lot of friends recently, and I was like, you know what?
Literally same. Yeah, like, I was recently going through something similar, like, kind of before that. And it was like the beginning, no, not the beginning. It was like a bit into Corona quarantine, all that.
It was long enough to start like feeling the downs, the down downs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember going on YouTube and I had just hit 10,000 subscribers, and I remember searching like 10,000 subscriber special because I just wanted to find people who like I could really relate to, I guess. And Carmen had also just hit 10,000 subscribers, which is crazy. So I watched one of her videos because it came up. And I was like, yeah, I definitely find this to be a really cool person. So I DM'd her on her Instagram. And should I read what I said?
Yeah.
Okay, this is really cringe, guys. This is really cringe. I was like, hi, I recently came across your channel and think your videos are amazing. I'm a YouTuber as well, and I think it would be pretty cool if we worked on a video together online, of course. Haha. Let me know if you're interested. And then Carmen replied.
That sounds great. Sorry, I just saw this. X, love your feed. It's so cringy. Please
It's so
remember
like
that we have
formal.
changed. We are
Yeah.
different people now.
Different people, and we also just know each other like so well. Like then
Yeah,
it was like two
we
strangers,
literally
but
didn't know who we were, like
that's
each
literally
other.
Yeah. That's how it all started, guys. I mean, kind of underwhelming, but also kind of really cool. And ever since we just started talking, I guess.
Yeah, so we kind of first started working on a collab. No, we talked for a bit before that,
It was like 3 or 4
right?
months, 3 months at least.
Yeah, which I think is quite good because I think, like, quite often some people just reach out for a collab, especially like in the small YouTuber community, which I've like done before. Not saying that that's like wrong, but like it is great when you actually like know someone well already. And that's what I do now, of course. Like, I wouldn't collab with anyone unless I'm like kind of internet friends with them or like I know them well and we've like chatted.
Yeah, for real. I think that it was unusual when I read that initial DM to like ask for a collab because I had never really done that. Maybe that was just kind of like my segue to be like, hey, I think you're cool. But
Hey.
yeah, definitely. I think you're one of the I really haven't collabed with many people, but I've been friends with all of them beforehand, the ones that I have.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the first collab that we did do, because I feel like that kind of took our like it went from kind of being mutuals to like friends, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause we had to FaceTime to kind of organize that.
That was so
Yeah.
awkward.
Or did we FaceTime before then? I don't know. But yeah,
I think we
quite
FaceTimed
awkward.
Ashington, but we'd sent a lot of like voice memos and like videos on Instagram and stuff, and that's how I feel
Yeah.
like we kind of got to really know each other.
And you're the first person who got me into voice memos because I just was too awkward to use them before, like on Snapchat or anything. Like,
I
I
love
just
voice memos.
never used voice memos before then, but now I use them like quite often. Like, if I want to
I
say
always
anything
use
that's
them.
longer than like a couple of lines, I will definitely use them now. But like before then, I literally did not.
Yeah, and since Carmen and I talk literally all day, every day, like morning to night,
Yeah,
we just
we
start
always have a
constantly
conversation
chatting.
going.
For real.
Yeah,
Like literally, I feel like for the
always.
past, what, 6 months, every single day. But yeah, I always send voice memos, and like half the time she's like, whoops, can't listen. And I'm like, just listen later, because they're so
Yeah,
convenient.
but the thing is, the issue with that is that if I check my DMs when I'm like, you know, with my family or like we're about to watch a movie or like
Yeah.
I'm like, we just finished dinner or something, I can't listen. That's like the one kind of
Yeah.
annoying thing about voice memos, but then I just listen like in a bit after.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So basically, if you guys haven't seen the videos, the first collab was like, I think
No, you don't
September.
watch it. Just
Don't,
don't.
yeah, maybe actually don't. Our editing too.
Yeah.
I literally I revisited it to find the DMs because I had put screenshots
Oh my
in,
God.
and I had no background music for the first like 50 seconds, and I was just talking, and there would be moments of like silence, cringe. But yeah, it was basically like a life swap video.
Yeah.
We like sent each other our daily routines. Mine was fake. Mine was so much less productive than what I sent you.
Oh, mine was like pretty
Yeah,
regular.
I know, because you're much more productive than I am.
But it was in the idea was inspired by these three YouTubers who I know a couple of them now, but it's Karina, Christy Bae, and Kelly Michelita. I'm probably saying her surname wrong, but you guys probably know who I mean. And I just seen them do this like three-way collab where they swapped lives kind of, and I just thought that'd be something fun to try.
Yeah, definitely. I found it fun to film, and I'm really glad that we did it because I feel like it kicked off our friendship. But I think the only other collab that we've done on YouTube, obviously we have a podcast, but was the recent-ish one, the candy one.
Where we like sent each other huge boxes of British and American sweets.
That was expensive and time consuming, but so worth it.
Yeah, it literally took 2 months from like the first idea to the actual video being out,
Yeah,
right?
because I don't know if you guys aren't totally familiar with me, I'm an American, so I have like my home in America, but I live in Germany. But when I was visiting America, our trip kept getting extended, so I like had all the candy and like sweets and everything, and then I had to bring them to Germany, and then I had to ship them in, or no, then I had to quarantine in Germany. Then I had to ship them, wait for them to be shipped, then film, edit. So it was a lot of
And
work.
then like your parcel arrived for me, and then we were waiting for mine to get to
Yeah,
you.
and it took so long for whatever reason.
I think it's just like COVID shipping delays, but it was really a long process.
It was a lot. I remember when we uploaded that video, I was like,
Done.
okay, like done. But I think the dynamic, like the difference in the dynamic between those two videos is really fun to watch because in the first one we were familiar with each other and like we knew each other, but in the second one it was a lot more like goofy, like friendship vibes, and I think that that's like fun to see. And obviously now, like even since then, in the past couple of months, we've continued to develop our friendship.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting how both of our collabs were quite like involved. Like I've done one which I'd say is kind of involved in the way that these ones were, which was with Amy, where we like picked each other's outfits for a week. But a lot of the time, like YouTube collabs, it's kind of like go check out Blank's video, I'll link it in the description. They did the same thing, which I've done before, like I think once or twice, and like that's chill. But when it's like they're actually involved in your own video, I think that that's like much more fun and interesting, and I think that that works a lot better when you actually know the person, like we did.
Yeah. And I think that it just kind of depends on like the reason for collabing. Not to say there's anything wrong with like promoting, like small YouTubers promoting each other. I think that that's great. But I think the reason that we chose to do collabs, especially the second one, was just because we enjoy each other's company and it was fun to work on something, you know. It wasn't really for like views or subscribers.
It was literally just a fun video idea.
And I wanted to try the British sweets.
Yeah, and I wanted to try the American ones, which I hadn't had yet.
I don't know. I never really indulged in like the small YouTuber community. I feel like that time has kind of passed, I guess, for me. But I never re really realized what that was until recently, and when people were doing like these collabs. Because I've done another collab with like an ASMR YouTuber, if you might be familiar with her. And then I think that's it. I think it's you and her really. So I never really did like the like shout out collabs, I guess.
I like first kind of found out about the small YouTuber community when I first got Instagram, which was around this time. Like imagine if I hadn't got an Instagram yet, like you wouldn't have been able to reach out to me.
No. That's what
Imagine
I'm
I would have
saying
got
is
like an
it was
email.
perfect. It worked so well.
I got Instagram, I'd say maybe a month before then, like June 2020. And literally before I had my public Instagram, obviously I had Instagram before then, like I knew how to use it, but before that I literally didn't know that there was this kind of community. Like, I didn't really know that there were other people. Like, I knew that they were there. I didn't know how to connect with other people in this like small YouTuber space. But just getting on Instagram, I found out about so many people and people who I still talk to now. Like, I still reply to their stories and comment on their posts. And it's like, it's really nice to kind of be involved in that.
Yeah, definitely. I think like it's really interesting because I can't really talk to my real friends about, not my real friends, but like my in-person friends about YouTube stuff. I can, but they won't be able to relate to it. And I think that that's like the question comes up sometimes from people like, but are internet friends really as close as real friends? And I think that's one of the big reasons that they are, is because we can just relate on another level than my other friends, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Like, if you're both doing YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, like, there's already like quite a lot in common in that way that you probably don't have in common with most other people in your life. So I think in that way, like, there's quite a lot to chat about and get to know someone with.
Yeah, and also I think that like our first FaceTime, although it was awkward, it was like a really easy thing for us both to talk about, you know? And I think that people don't necessarily understand like first of all how high the highs are, like how like great everything can be, but also like that it can be stressful. Like if I'm telling my friends like, "No, I can't hang out tonight, like I need to upload this video and I haven't finished editing." They're like, "Oh, just do it tomorrow." And I'm like, "But you don't understand. Like I can't do it tomorrow." And Carmen would definitely relate, you know?
When we say that our first FaceTime was awkward, it wasn't like hi,
Hi.
like awkward silence, but it was like, you know, compared to how comfortable we are with each other now, it was like, you know.
Yeah, I think it was like fairly short and very formal. Like we were very much like had to maintain a conversation, and I think we were like, you know, when you're like overly nice to someone, not that they don't, not that you're like being fake, but you're just like constantly like agreeing with them and like complimenting them, whatever. I feel like that's what it was like. And now we FaceTime quite often and we don't really have to interact. We just kind of
It's very
coexist, which is
chill.
nice.
And also we can be like sarcastic and stuff, and it's like,
Yeah.
you know, like how you are with real life friends.
Yeah, because I consider you, I mean, I know people in real life that I'm not as close to as I am with you, just
Well,
because
yeah, same.
it's just the difference of you like being like a physical being or like on a screen, which it kind of sucks because like sometimes I do want to hang out, but soon, hopefully, when I come to London, whenever that is,
Yeah,
working on it.
definitely. London, New York.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so maybe we should talk about our friendship, which is a bit more like we're friends overall, but then we also have like, especially with the podcast, but also when we were working on videos and stuff, like kind of balancing like the goofy friendship with also like getting stuff done in order to,
Yeah, which
you
is
know, meet
really
deadlines.
difficult. Really
Yeah.
difficult.
It can be hard because imagine like working on something with one of your closest friends, like you obviously get sidetracked and you want to talk about other things. And sometimes I have things that I'm like dying to tell her, but I'm like, okay, we have to do something else.
It's like working on school projects and stuff with your friends, like with your best friends.
That's
Like,
exactly what it's
imagine,
like.
like, you know how it's literally impossible to like revise with like a best friend? Like, that's literally the same thing, because it's like when you both sit down with like your textbooks and whatever, you're probably just gonna end up talking. Like, it's not actually gonna work and like get stuff done. I've never
Yeah,
revised with
for
a friend.
real.
Like, it just doesn't work.
It does not work at all. But yeah, it's been interesting overall. I mean, there's no one, like it sounds cliché, but there's really no one else I'd rather do it with because I feel like we're both pretty like organized people and like just fun to be with too. Like even when we're
Definitely.
working, quote quote, it's still like really fun and interesting, but it's still just a different dynamic.
It's just like a fun thing to do, and yeah, and the way that we're both organized and like on Notion and stuff, and we can do that sort of thing together,
Oh my
that with
God.
a lot of people it would just be like a mess. So I think it
Yeah.
works quite well.
Yeah, definitely. I would say the biggest struggle for us is just finding time. I think it's
Oh
easier when you
yeah.
like go to school with people or like someone like is in your schedule, but we basically, considering that we're internet friends, we basically have to like schedule, like put each other in our calendars, I guess. Like
Yeah,
find
that's kind
times
of
to
like
sit
the
down and
main
talk.
issue with like having these kind of like FaceTimes and stuff to record or to do like in quotation marks, like businessy stuff. Because it's like then when do we have time to just chill and like chat? Obviously, chatting on here is like chatting, but just around like one topic or a couple of topics, you know, when we just kind of chat about our personal lives and stuff, finding time for that as well as like recording and stuff is pretty difficult. And I think that's something that we're both like working on.
Yeah, and certain time, I don't know. I am so glad that we started the podcast. But something I have noticed is like when we do talk, we basically talk about the podcast, which is fun. But I'm excited to like have some more free time. Because we're both pretty busy and have very conflicting schedules.
Yeah, and time difference.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm in the States right now and she's in the UK. But also we have like a shared calendar on our Notion page, and it's always like the day I leave for a vacation is the day that she's like has nothing going on and she's like at home, whatever. And the day that I get back is the
Literally.
day that she like starts a course or goes somewhere else. Literally, the day I get
Yeah.
back to Germany, you leave too. So like the time once we get back on the same time difference is the day that you go on holiday.
Exactly.
Just so fun.
So we asked you guys on our Instagram at theoverthinking.podcast if you have any internet friends, and 52% of you guys said yeah. And I'm not really surprised by that. That's kind of,
Really?
yeah, like I don't know what I'd kind of expect, but I'd say about that many people who I know probably have internet friends, maybe less. Oh my God, it's raining so much outside.
I'm jealous.
It's actually,
I'm so jealous.
stop. No.
I love rain. Okay, not to get sidetracked, but
No.
this is me and Carmen's biggest disagreement is I love the rainy weather, and it's been sunny here for the entire trip, and I'm kind of getting tired of it.
But the problem is though, like the reason I think I, oh my God, can you hear that?
No. Maybe they
I
can.
swear there's just lightning. I don't think they'll be able to, but because, you know, I've got such a great mic,
You
you
can't
know, and then them
relate.
listening being like, I can definitely hear that. Yeah, it's very, very rainy.
To be specific, 600 people exactly said that they have internet friends, which
Yeah.
that surprises me because when I talk to my like in-person friends, they don't have internet friends that I know of, so maybe that's just my personal experience, but I felt like the only people who would have internet friends are like content creators. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, apparently I am.
Well, I it's kind of I'm not sure if people everyone would tell me if they do, because it's quite like, you know, you don't need to tell your real life friends if you have internet friends, unless they're really close. But I know one of my friends does, and I know this other girl who isn't like in my, you know, friendship group in quotation marks, but like I know that she has internet friends. I know some other people who do as well, but like I would estimate about that amount, or maybe less. I don't know. But I don't, I think a lot of people, because we also asked how you guys met
Yeah,
them, a
that
lot of
was so
people,
interesting.
yeah, have met through like gaming, stuff like Roblox and what's it called,
That's
Among
crazy.
Us. Like it's so
Yeah.
strange, but there are a lot of ways to meet people other than
Yeah, there were
content
a lot of like
creation.
Discord servers and like comment
Yeah.
sections.
And
The
also
most interesting one to
fans.
me, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The most interesting one to me is when they'd say like a creator, like someone said Harry Styles, like the fact that like someone's public presence can like create friendships is so cool. It's so wild, but it's so cool.
Yeah, quite a lot of people said like fan pages and like group chat, like fan stuff like that. Yeah, I'm not sure what I would expect to be honest, but seems quite accurate.
We also asked, do you think internet friends can be as close as real life friends? And 78%, or sorry, 68%.
Wait, what?
Damn it. And 78% said probably, and 22% said nah. Nah.
Nah.
Well, guess what? Those 22%, we have cold, hard evidence that you are incorrect.
You
You're
are
wrong.
wrong.
False. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I mean, I would consider you just as close, if not closer, than the majority of my
Yeah,
IRL
same.
friends.
Yeah, and also I don't think that we're like some special circumstance. Like, I think a lot of people
No.
can have closer internet, close, just as close or closer internet friends as their real life friends. Yeah, definitely
Yeah.
can happen.
Yeah, back to what you said though about us not being a special situation. I agree, but I also think that I don't have any other internet friends that I'm like as close with, or even like a quarter as close with. Like, I have a lot of people who I talk to like maybe weekly or whatever, which is nice, but I talk to you a million times more and I'm closer with you than any of them. So I guess.
I'm thinking kind of like, we're not like one in a million.
Yeah, no, definitely. And but I don't want to like set the expectation. Like, I know that. Oh, a couple years ago, there was like this whole like my entire comment section was filled with like IBF question mark, and like there was this whole like thing about being internet friends, and I think that you have to kind of
Yeah.
not meet someone for the sake of being internet friends, but just because you like them, and that develops into a friendship that just happens to
Yeah.
be over the
Yeah, but I
internet.
definitely think our closeness is kind of like rare, definitely.
Well, yeah, it's just like having any other close friend. We just met each other in a
Yeah,
different
exactly.
way.
Talking about other internet friends and acquaintances, like we were saying before, like the support in the content creator world or like small YouTuber world, like I have a few other I guess I could say acquaintances. Like I kind of was thinking earlier, like you could arrange them in a way of like, there's kind of like the people who you just follow and they follow you back, which is like pretty much nothing. And then like acquaintances, I'd say, is kind of like you reply to their stories, maybe have a short conversation, like comment on each other's posts, that sort of thing. And then there's like, I was thinking of it as if they came to London, like I'd probably meet up with them, and this is for people who don't live in the UK or London, because it's like if they were coming here like once, why not? And then there's like I would meet up with them and FaceTime, and then there's like you.
And then there's me. Just
And
above
there's
everyone.
Will.
Just kidding. I'm on my own level. No,
Yeah, you're on
but
the start a podcast and do two YouTube collabs level.
and move to New York together. Low
Yeah,
key.
yeah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that like with those maybe internet acquaintances, it really shows that a little goes a long way, 'cause although they're not like a huge part of my life, I think that a lot of like a feeling of support comes from them. Like, it feels really good to
Yeah.
have a like someone swipe up or comment on a video or comment on an Instagram post, because it's just like, hey, look, these other people who are in the same boat as me more or less are showing like support or telling me that they like
Yeah.
something, and it means a lot. So I'm grateful
Yeah,
for
it is really
everyone
nice.
that I have.
Yeah,
Yeah.
me too. And in terms of like other internet friends, I recently met Samiha and we met for the first time, like I think it's a couple of weeks ago now. And what did we do the first time? Oh yeah, we went to Van Gogh Alive, which is like an exhibition in London and in quite a few other places, and it's kind of like this big virtual art exhibition. It's really cool, so I recommend going if you can. We went to that, we went out to eat, and it was really fun. And it didn't feel like the first time meeting, like we'd FaceTime before, but it was just really fun, casual. She's probably listening to this right now, so hey.
Hey.
Hey. But yeah, that was really nice. And we've met, I think, once again since then. We went skateboarding and we FaceTimed a couple times since then, or like 3 times, 4 times, I don't know. But yeah, I think it's really nice having internet friends as well who do live in the same city as you, because it's like,
Yeah, I can't relate.
yeah, because it would be so nice if you did, but like, that's just
Yeah,
not
I
how
would
it is
love
right
that.
now.
Yeah, none of my internet friends live in southern suburban Germany, surprisingly. So strange, right? Yeah. But I was kind of telling Carmen what she said about not feeling this like they were meeting for the first time. I'm like, I'm almost a bit nervous that when we finally do see each other, it's gonna be like mega underwhelming. Like, we're gonna be like, okay,
Yeah,
hey, like nothing I'm that used
because
to.
it feels like I've met you in real life already.
Yeah, we have so many plans, but I honestly feel like we'll just chill. It'll be great though. It'll be
Yeah,
really
it'd
nice.
be so fun.
But wrapping back to like Samiha individually, like I followed her, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago, and She's definitely someone who I'd consider like a mutual or like acquaintance, but it's cool to
Yeah.
kind of create like connections because it's like, oh wait, you know them and I know them and they know me and then their friend knows them, you know, whatever. And it's kind of
Yeah.
like, oh cool, it's like a little like tiny community, I
Yeah.
guess.
And the way that me and Samiha met is like really quite unusual in terms of internet friends, because I kind of came across her in a podcast episode where she was a listener guest. It's called The Sister Diaries, and it's by Lauren and Maddie Orlando. And she was just speaking about some really interesting stuff because they asked for like guests to talk about like kind of meaningful topics. And then I just reached out to her on Instagram because they mentioned her. And I was like, what you talked about is really interesting. And I didn't think it would go anywhere. I didn't even think that she would reply. And then she replied and she was like, thank you. Like, oh my God, you do YouTube? Like, because she has like a YouTube channel as well. And then we just carried on talking from there and like planned to meet up. I don't even know how that came around, but yeah, it's just quite a natural, like, but also unusual, like, way to come across someone on the internet.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. But that's what's so cool is all these different ways that people are creating friendships. It's kind of mind-blowing.
Oh yeah, and another internet friend who I've met in real life is Amy Chia, and we met to go shopping in London because she lives in the UK, but kind of just outside of London. But it was really fun. We did a video together as well. And yeah, those are the only two internet friends who I've met in real life, because but that's just because they live in the UK, like nearby London. I don't think that I would have yet, at least if they hadn't.
Yeah, I don't really think I've met Mike. I've met people at like conventions, I guess. Like I went to like VidCon, but and I met a lot of people there a couple years ago. But I didn't really have internet friends until recently. I just don't think I really understood the concept, but I'm hoping I can meet some of them soon. That would be really fun.
Yeah, like I only started talking to Samiha, I'd say like I don't even know, but probably a few months ago, like yeah, not super long ago. There's an alarm going off in Will's audio. What's happening?
Okay, BRB, my house is burning down. I'm just gonna No, I think it was like the garbage truck outside.
Oh, okay. What a
Truck burned.
letdown.
Bit of a letdown. Okay, you just
Mean
want my house to be
exciting
on fire.
story, make it some clickbait.
Internet friends, feet Will's house burning down. Imagine.
And then you like make a little thumbnail and you're like, ah. That would be
You like
prime
X me out of the
content.
podcast cover. Okay,
Oh
we're
my God,
done.
this is
We're
getting
done.
dark.
All right, moving on, moving on.
Yeah, so I guess kind of what we were talking about earlier about the kind of whole community is like it just shows that the internet isn't all just terrible.
It's only mostly awful people,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
no, but it has been nice. I've not only learned a lot from people, but I've also felt like a lot of stress relief, like especially from you in general. Like
Oh.
sometimes I'll call her and I'll be like stressed about something so silly or so stupid or whatever, and it's really nice for her to be able to say like, and to hear it from someone else who kind of like does the same thing, to be like, well,
Yeah.
take a step back, realize what you're talking about, like everything's
Yeah.
gonna be whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right, you know what I mean. It's just
Yeah.
been a really nice thing to connect on, like a something that I can't do with a lot of my other friends.
Yeah, definitely. And like the whole acquaintances thing, which I was saying before, how swiping up on stories and just chatting about that sort of thing can be really nice, and just it's like kind of the real, genuine side of the internet, like we were saying.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think we're kind of coming to the end of this episode. I think this one's been a little bit shorter than our others, but you know, we're not very scripted. We just kind of see how it ends up.
Yeah, definitely. I do think it was fun. I hope you guys learned a bit more about me and Carmen's friendship. I hope we cleared the air a little bit about the
Yeah.
fact that we do not, in fact, know each other in real life yet. But stay tuned.
Yet.
Stay tuned, everyone.
Oh yeah, also on that, like Do I still call my internet friends who I first found out about on the internet, internet friends?
No, I don't call you my internet friend. I call
No,
you
but I
like.
mean like Samiha and Amy because I've met them in real life. Are they internet friends? Are they real life
Yeah,
friends?
because it's like meeting my internet friends. Like you. I mean, yeah, they're your real life friends now, but initially they were your internet friends.
Yeah,
That's the
but
whole
that's the
idea.
weird thing because it's like once you've met them in real life, are they real life friends?
Well,
I
maybe that's the
don't
question. If you guys leave a
know.
review, comment what your opinion is about internet friends. I sound jokey, but I'm actually being dead serious. We'd love to
Yeah.
hear it.
Yeah, let us know if you have any, how you met them, all that. Oh my, what's going
There's a man cleaning my windows. That was
on?
really, he just climbed up on my thing and he's
Oh
now
my
cleaning my
god.
windows. That's like my nightmare. That's like literally
Oh
what
my
I'm so
god, the
scared of now.
amount of like random external interruptions this episode's had.
First, okay, everything is just not working in our favor, so let's wrap it up.
But yeah, feel free to follow us on Instagram at theoverthinking.podcast. We always keep you guys updated on new episodes and you can let us know your thoughts, send us a DM, comment, all that.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening and stay tuned for episodes every Thursday. See you guys
Yeah,
soon.
bye.
Bye.